cannot even believe that I'm saying this, but Impact School, this podcast was rated by NASDAQ as one of the top 21 podcasts in the whole entire world to be listening to in 2019. And we came in at number 9. I am so excited. For anyone who doesn't know, NASDAQ is the second biggest stock market in the entire world. Absolutely massive, massive, massive. Their publication is read by thousands and thousands and thousands of people. So this is really, really exciting. So with that said, welcome to Impact School. Make sure that you have hit subscribe on whatever podcast provider you're listening to this on. And with that said, I'm gonna leave that article linked in the description box so that you can go and read it if you so desire. So we are starting off 2019 on a high, and with this episode of Impact Your People, I want you to get thinking about how you can make a massive difference on the lives of your people. But in order to do that, you first need to know who the people whose lives you're gonna impact are. So you need to get crystal clear on your ideal follower or your ideal client, whatever you wanna call it. AKA, essentially the people who you want to impact, who you wanna help, you wanna inspire, whose lives you want to change. We're not yet thinking about how you're gonna change their lives. We can think about that at a later date. And in next week's episode of Impact Your People, we will be doing exactly that. But for now, I really just need you to be thinking about who those people are. So on this episode, we're gonna dive deep on how to figure out who your ideal client is. So I just wanna make sure that you have hit subscribe on whatever podcast ready you are listening to this on. And I'm encouraging you to please just tell one friend about Impact School, because if you tell one friend, you are going to be impacting their life already. So please go ahead and do that. It would mean the world to me if every single person who is listening to this right now took the initiative to go and do that. Then we would immediately double the people who are listening to this. And that would just mean that I can improve the content, make it better and better, and get bigger and bigger guests on the show, which means a better show for you, right? So go ahead, do that. Remember, every single person that you tell about the show, you're gonna be changing their life, because this content has the power to change your life and someone else's life. So let's go ahead and do that. And now let's dive into this episode all about finding your niche. And I actually have an online course which is called Impact Your Niche. We have hundreds of students enrolled. So if anyone is gonna help you figure out what your niche is, it is definitely going to be me. And if you feel like you want a bit more help after this podcast episode is over, just head to impactyourniche.com and enter the code podcast at checkout, and I will give you a special discount as a listener of Impact School. So with that said, how do you find your niche? Well, first you need to think about not just the demographic, but also the psychographic. And sometimes I hear people say demographics are more important or psychographics are more important, but honestly, they are equally as important as each other. So a demographic is a simple thing, such as their age, their location, level of education that they have, their current income, all of these different things, okay? So it's basically just raw hard data. These are the things that you need to know, because then it helps you know which social media platforms that they're using, and also what type of products you can bring out, because that will depend upon their income. How educated are they? Because then it will depend, okay, are these beginners or are they people who are more advanced? Can I make my information complicated? Because if they're more educated, then you're gonna wanna make it more complicated, right? So these things are all incredibly, incredibly important. So you need to know that about your ideal audience. But then psychographics are things such as, well, how is your ideal client acting, right? What are their opinions? What are their tastes? What are their interests? How do they behave? What is their mindset like? What are their goals? These are so useful because it can help you figure out exactly the problems that they're facing. Because when you know what is going on in their head, then you can figure out how they're gonna act, what they need help with, and the things that will be appealing to them. So they are both incredibly important, and I wanted to start off the show with that so that you can start thinking about that. So think about it this way: demographics are quantitative. You can put a number next to them, right? Or a kind of location next to them, whereas psychographics are qualitative. They're based upon opinion, they're subjective. They depend upon people's minds, right? That is what it's all about. Psychographics take into account values, take into account lifestyle differences, take into account interests, opinions, personality types. So that is where the differences lie. So once you understand the demographics and the psychographics of your ideal client, then you are gonna have success. But you can only figure that out when you know yourself. So you need to know yourself first. What are your likes? What are your dislikes? What are your demographics? And what are your psychographics? Because when you understand all of that, you can think, okay, what have I been through? What struggles have I had? What have I overcome? And what can I help people with? Now, I think the biggest problem when it comes to impacting your people is the whole issue of imposter syndrome and people thinking that they don't know enough. But here's the thing, you don't have to be the number one genius in the world. Think about it this way, right? There could be a brain surgeon and a heart surgeon in a room. They're both massive experts. They are both extremely, extremely knowledgeable, and they've got a high level of education, and they are both seen as experts by the general public. But if someone was having a heart attack, you would go to the heart surgeon, not the brain surgeon. I hope that explains that. So despite the fact that they are both experts in that particular thing, the brain surgeon is not an expert, the heart surgeon is. And it's just like if you are, let's just say, you are someone who knows how to fix a light, right? But your friend doesn't know how to fix a light. Well, you can then go ahead and fix that light, and you can teach your friend how to fix the light. Fixing a light isn't, you know, it's not something that you need to be an expert at, but what I'm getting at is if you know how to do something that other people do not know how to do, then you are an expert to them. It all depends on the situation. It depends on it's basically the whole thing of asymmetric information. If you have information that other people don't have, then you can use that information to build your brand and to build your business. So with that said, I want you right now to think about three things that you have been through in your life that have been pivotal moments, and how did you overcome them? And then how you overcame them is something that you can teach to other people. But when it comes to finding your niche, you want to have one niche. Yes, you can merge two niches. I teach you how to do that inside Impact Your Niche. You can also make sure that your niche is really, really, really niche. So people are often worried that their niche is going to be too niche, but that is not true. You can't have a niche that is too niche, because when you are getting niche, that means your people who are tuning into what you're saying, they are really directly interested in that particular topic, which means that when you come to sell that product related to that, they're going to be more likely to buy, okay? So figuring out your niche is really, really key. But then once you've figured out your niche, you also need to figure out the ideal client. Because let's just say you figure out that your niche is intermittent fasting for students. All right, so you could do that if, let's say, you're in the fitness industry, but who's the ideal client there? You could do intermittent fasting for all students, but maybe your ideal client is gonna be someone who's studying something like law or medicine, who's super busy. Okay, so then you could even go just boys or just girls, right? Because then you're narrowing down the demographic. So you can narrow down both demographics and psychographics in order to get the ideal client within your niche. So with that said, think about what you've been through, because the things that you have been through, like you 3, 4, 5 years ago, is likely gonna be your ideal client. But there are obviously more things that come into the equation, because you also need to think, okay, who can I best serve? What are my interests? What can I realistically help with? And also for some niches, you know, if you're gonna be helping people with nutrition, Do you need a qualification? If you have been through an eating disorder and you want to help people with that, do you need a degree? Probably yes, you do in that type of situation. So you need to think realistically about your niche, because you can't sell a product if you need to have a degree, right? Like, you're gonna have to be sensible here. So with that said, that is what I wanted to share on this quick episode today. I'm enjoying doing these shorter episodes. Make sure to join the private Facebook group for Impact School. Make sure to hit subscribe and make sure to listen to a few more episodes and enroll in Impact Your Niche. If you still want a bit more help with finding your niche, just go to impactyourniche.com and then at checkout, make sure to enter the code podcast and I will make sure to attach a sneaky little discount there. So with that said, have a lovely day and thank you so much for tuning in and helping me get into the top 10 of all podcasts. That is so cool. Thank you so much. And I have interview episodes on this podcast. I have solo episodes, which is like this. This is Impact Your People. Next week, we're going to be talking all about the different ways that you can impact people through paid programs. And then I also have Impact Your Life, which is tips to help you improve your life, to impact your own life, like health, sleep, mindset, and all that. So I'll see you later. Have a lovely day. My name is Lauren Tickner. You can take a screenshot, share this on your Instagram story. And when you do that, I love it because it means that I can start a conversation with you. So yeah, see you later. Bye.